Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to season 2 of the Get Hired podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara. Simulan na natin.
Ano ang gagawin mo kung chismosa at chismoso ang co-workers mo? Pag-usapan natin yan in this new Get Hired podcast episode. Alright, welcome to a new episode of the Get Hired podcast where we talk about how you can get hired and what to do after that. And today we're going to discuss one of yung mga problema na idinulog nyo sa akin through our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlaika. So, get hired by TAMLYQA. And Jade writes, "Hey, hi coach, I'm Jade from Davao City and one of your avid fans. I'm so grateful because I've learned a lot from you. I just want to ask for advice on how to deal with coworkers who keep saying nasty stuff about others and seem to be acting like she's good or being nice, probably to the same people." Sabi niya, thanks. Okay, so i-breakdown natin yung response ko. Kung ako yung malalagay sa sitwasyon ni Jade, and I'll draw from my experience as someone na nalagay na rin sa ganong posisyon dati. So, just a bit of a background for those of you who are listening to this thinking na, ha, si Coach Laika, di ba content creator siya, di ba CEO siya, so kumpanya na yon, niya na yon. And let me just say that before I started my own company, before I started content creation, I used to work sa corporate setting din. And medyo marami na rin akong karanasan tungkol dyan, dealing with a vast number and variety of people din na nakatrabaho ko. And ito yung game plan ko pagdating sa ganyang mga bagay. Now, three things, no? Three C's para madaling tandaan yung do's and don'ts natin, Jade. And now, the first thing na we need to talk about is this. You have to be careful. Yan ang first C. Be careful. Now, bakit kailangan mo maging careful? Kasi one thing that we have to understand is that if people are talking to others behind their backs, even if they're talking to you about these people, yung attitude or yung behavior na yun is something na pwede nilang gawin din sa'yo. Isa sa mga pinaka masakit na experiences ko yan before, na may mga tao who will talk about other people behind their backs, tas late ko na na-realize na yung same thing pala ginagawa nila sa akin. So, I was conversing with them, I was hanging out with them, akala ko close kami, akala ko friends kami. Apparently, yung ginagawa niya pala sa iba na nakikita ko, ginagawa niya rin sa akin, no? And yun, mahirap yun harapin as a reality, pero ganun talaga. And hindi ka magugulat kung ganun yung mababalitaan mo in the future. So be careful with this person, no? Huwag kang ganap na magtitiwala sa kanila. Yun yung sasabihin ko as a fair warning. Kasi one of the things I guess na we have to talk about then is when you are being kind to other people, when you're being a good person to other people, hindi ibig sabihin nun, eh magpapauto tayo or magiging sobrang, ano tayo, parang, ano ba, hindi na inosente ang tawag dun, medyo may pagka-ignorante na rin, eh, no? Hindi tayo dapat maging pushover. So when it comes to people like that, hindi natin pwede rin na ibuhos yung buong pagkatao natin no? Doon sa person na yun. Hindi natin pwedeng ikwento lahat ng mga sikreto natin, deepest, darkest secrets natin. Kasi nga, again, this person may not be trustworthy as kung ano yung nakikita mo. And mapapansin nyo yan, kung kayo ang newbie sa isang kumpanya, there will be times that yung mga seniors ninyo, di ba, kadarating mo lang kasi sa company na yun, parang nagsistake sila ng claim sa'yo, no? Parang gusto ka nila kunin sa side nila or sa panig nila. So, sweet sila sa inyo, sa'yo, kasi gusto nila na makuha ka nila as kakampi versus meron na palang mga office politics talaga, meron na palang office wars na nagaganap at gagawin ka nilang pawn dun sa battle na yun. So, that's also a possibility. So, again, just be careful about the things that you will say to that person. Now, if you are in that workplace kasi gusto mo lang magtrabaho, nang matahimik, gusto mo lang tahimik na buhay, di ba? Parang ang socialization, bonus lang sa'yo. Ano na lang, tahimik ka na lang. Just, huwag ka na lang magtiwala, huwag ka makwento, tumahimik ka na lang. So again, be careful of this person. Now, second tip is this. And this is very important. Siren. Don't chime in. So, chime, C-H-I-M-E. Don't chime in. Now, ano yung sinasabi ko dito ng don't chime in? Ang sakit natin minsan as Filipinos, no? And hindi lang Filipinos, as people. Kasi kahit sa ibang bansa, makikita nyo naman to, no? So, kaway-kaway sa mga overseas Filipino professionals natin nakikinig dito. Now, there will be times na may mga people na nag-approach sa'yo, di ba? Sisiraan nila ibang tao, chinichismis nila yung ibang tao. Tapos, hindi lang sila nagsasalita. They would ask you what you thought or ano yung pananaw nyo dun sa tao na yun. Gaganyan sila, di ba, di ba? Expecting you to nod and say yes. Ay, oo nga. Oo nga, ito nga yung ginawa niya sa akin, no? Ito nga, ikukwento ko rin sa'yo yung ginawa niya, no? So, eventually, ang nangyayari, hindi lang sila yung gumagawa ng behavior na yun. Ikaw, nagagawa mo na rin. Now, whether sinasadya mo yun o hindi, nakikisama ka lang ba? Tumatango ka lang ba? Minsan, kahit hindi ka magsalita, eh, yun lang, tumango ka na ganyan. Sasabihin na agad nila, di ba, oh, di ba, sabi niya, sabi ni Laika, oo daw din eh, kasi tumango din siya eh. Ngayon, kasama ka na ngayon dun sa circle na yon who are bad-mouthing that other workmate. So, wag kayong mag-chime in. No? I know it's hard na kaya nagtatawanan sila na hindi makitawa. Pero, tiisin mo, no? Huwag kang makikitawa, huwag kang tatango. Pag tinanong ka, sabihin mo, hindi mo alam. Di ba? That's the safest route pagdating sa mga bagay na to. Ikaw, anong tingin mo? Hindi ko alam. I don't know the person enough to have a valid opinion sa kanila. That's kind of what I usually say sa mga ganong sitwasyon. Sabihin ko, bago pa po kasi ako, so hindi ko pa po siya masyadong kilala. Ayoko naman magsalita. And I know that's hard to say. Kasi gusto mo nga maging close din sa kanila, lalo na kung cool sila, lalo na kung marami sila. Pero these are good, ano ba, foundation na mga biga, kumbaga, parang para silang mga posts sa value system mo at sa kung sino ka pagdating sa opisina. And again, speaking from experience, meron ako mga ka-opisina who would even say, ay nako, wag nyo nang chismisin yan si Angel, huwag nyo nang isama yan, mabait yan masyado, or masyado yung safe, minsan sasabihin nila ganun. Or wag nyo nang isama yan sa kalokohan ninyo. And that is because, again, they know na wala silang makukuha sa akin. Hindi ako mag-chime in eh. Hindi ako makikichismis, kumbaga, hindi ako sasakay. And the thing is, even if you don't do that, di ba, in their interest na nakikisama ka, pwede ka naman maging close pa rin sa kanila. Just sa ibang topics, right? You can talk about movies, you can talk about other things, just not about people, no? So again, you also have that choice. Don't chime in. Now let's take a quick break at babalikan natin yung iba ko pang maipapayo, all right?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, so quick recap lang tayo para kay Jade at ang chismosang coworkers niya. First tip, be careful. Huwag magtitiwala ng ganap dito sa tao na to kasi baka sa susunod, ikaw na yung topic ng conversation. The second thing, don't chime in. Huwag tatango, huwag mag-yes, huwag magkukwento rin ng iba mong karanasan. Unless, tagyan natin ng caveat, no? Unless talagang you're like that. Like you're that kind of person. If ganon, then they probably found one of their kind, kaya ka nila chinichika. Pero kung gusto mo na, okay, safe ako sa office, hindi ako makakasira, hindi ako makakasakit, I'm just here to work, hindi ako makikisalid sa mga ganyang klaseng mga bulong-bulungan, just don't chime in. Now, yung third piece of advice ko is not for the faint-hearted. Hindi ito para dun sa mga gustong maging safe lang. Now again, no, hindi naman kailangan gawin ng lahat. So if you're listening to this thinking na, "Nako, coach, big sabihin ba pag hindi ko 'to ginawa, masamang tao ako?" Now, that's not for me to decide. Pero ang masasabi ko lang as someone who has done this before and found it helpful and someone na naging biktima rin ng mga chismisan, although hindi sa office, pero hindi ginawa ng mga friends ko 'to for me, na mga inakala kong friends ko for me, na nasaktan sa experience. I have to tell you this. And this is something na isinasa buhay ko to. You can even ask some of my previous coworkers about this. The third C is call them out. Yep. Okay, call them out. When I do this, I try to focus on the bad behavior. So I would tell them, oh, baka naman sobra tayong, masyado naman tayong judgmental sa person, or kung may issue ka sa kanya, have you tried talking to her about it? Have you done anything to address this problem? Kasi usually ganun yung mga office politics, di ba? Yung parang, ano ba yan? Ano yung project? Tapos hindi naman, wala naman siyang ginawa. So you could just throw it back at them, sabihin nyo lang, sa evaluation ba, what did you say? Or kinonfront mo ba siya about that? Kasi nga, nangyayari minsan, yung pagiging chismosa or pagbabadmouth ng kapwa ng katrabaho sa opisina, no? Yun yung nagiging resulta nung wala kasi silang guts to confront that person. So, magreklamo sila sa ibang tao about that person's behavior, yung attitude, yung kakulangan sa trabaho, pero hindi nila sasabihin doon sa mismong tao. Which is a waste. Kasi ang nangyayari, yung tao na dapat magbago, kasi posible naman na hindi niya lang talaga alam na mali yung ginagawa niya, hindi siya nagkakaroon ng opportunity to change kasi hindi siya nako-call out. So what I do when people complain to me about other people or say nasty stuff about other people, I would tell them, have you told him or her that? Alam niya ba to? Diba? Kinonfront niyo ba siya? Now, if they say yes, and hindi kasi nagbago, ganyan-ganyan, maybe we can do something about it. Maybe we can talk dun sa boss niya, ganun. Kasi ang nangyayari talaga is yung focus na pupunta dun sa tao, hindi dun sa bad behavior, dun sa bad action na ginagawa nila. So that's what I do. And again, no, sabi ko, drawing from my experience to as someone na pinagchichismisan ng ibang tao, tas yung mga kaibigan ko, hindi nila ako, hindi sila nag-take next stand. Ang funny pa kasi minsan isusumbong pa nila sa akin, uy, alam mo ba yung sinabi sa akin ni ano tungkol sa'yo, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Ang sama-sama niya talaga. Tas parang sa loob-loob ko, bakit ngayon ko naiisip, bakit hindi ko sinabi na, girl, bakit hindi mo siya kinall out dun sa sinabi niyang alam mong hindi totoo? Bakit hindi ka nag-take ng stand for me? It's something I wish people did for me, and that is why I try to do it for other people I care about. And they know this, no? I would tell them, yeah, she's like that, but that's because she cares. That's because she's like this. And I try to be like that. Ang tendency kasi minsan kapag chismisan, ano yun, hot topic, parang habang tumatagal yung conversation, pahirap na mag-advocate for the person they're talking about. Kasi syempre, parang united front na yun, no? Pero habang maaga pa, mas maganda na yung do this. Now, I know it comes with its risks. Kaya nga, again, I'm not saying that you should do this all the time. But when you feel that it's the right thing to do, bakit naman hindi, di ba? Kasi may mga scenario akong ipi-play out sa inyo, ha? Ganito yon. Kung lagi kang nakikisali sa mga nachichismisan, they would think na chismosa ka rin, na okay sa'yo yon. Na yung behavior nila na yun, dinotolerate mo. So, ang mangyayari niyan, hindi lang sa instance na to na magiging part ka nung crowd na yon. Pero lagi na silang babalik na babalik sa'yo magkukwento sa'yo kasi nga akala nila safe ka na chismosa ka rin, na, ganyan, na you're one of them, basically. So, if that's the kind of circle that you want to keep, go ahead. Pero, ang mangyayari kasi minsan, if you draw these lines, if you're careful with what you say, if you don't chime in, if you don't laugh at their jokes, bullying other people, if you call that person out, hindi mo nga sila ipupush away eh. They would just think, naku, kung gusto ko makipag-chismisan, hindi ko nga isasama si Laika kasi medyo KJ yan. Diba? So, maiiwasan mo na yung mga instances na malalagay ka sa similar and very uncomfortable situation. That's what I think. Kasi nga, again, ako, I was never the person who will go to work to gain new friends. I'm there to be a professional, to do what I should. Gaining friends is just a healthy side effect. Kasi I feel like if you have your values squared away, you will attract the same people who share the same values. And yun yung nakikita ko. Hindi naman ako nagiging lonely sa trabaho. I have friends who are still my friends up until this point. And the reason for that is kasi kilala nila ako. It's just that, kung gusto siguro nila ng chismisan, hindi ako isasama nila. Alam lang nila yung lines na na-draw ko na. I'm not that kind of person. So Jade, I'm hoping you find this helpful. Again, be careful. Don't chime in and call them out if you find the courage within you to do so. And honestly, if more people do this, I feel that the problems will be confronted, addressed, and people will either change or move away kapag hindi sila nagpe-perform instead of puro na lang bulungan, chismisan, tapos wala namang nagbabago. That's my take on this. And I know medyo harsh, medyo, ano ba, medyo straightforward yung take ko, but that's how I am. That's who I am. So if you want something like this then, if meron kayong problema sa office, meron kayong mga situations you want me to address, go ahead and just check out the Facebook page. Send your story over to www.facebook.com/gethiredbyteamlaika at malay ninyo, kayo ang susunod nating kakausapin para dun sa susunod na episodes natin. So thank you for everyone sending their own situations. Maraming salamat kasi maraming natutulungan din. I feel na nasa similar situation with this type of content. So thank you sa inyong lahat. And again, if you are preparing for your own job interview, we already covered so many other questions, common job interview questions. So kung gusto ninyo, balikan ninyo yung ating playlist dito sa Get Hired Podcast. And listen to those naman na nagfa-follow sa atin sa Spotify. Salamat sa inyo. Kung hindi ka pa nagfa-follow, go ahead and hit follow. We have more content coming up. I would hate for you to miss those. And again, this podcast is created for you to land your dream job. I'm rooting for you. I believe in you. And I'll talk to you next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.